It's time for a new adventure.
Welcome to Adventures in Business, a podcast dedicated to the voices of today's entrepreneurs. Adventure is not just an action, it's an attitude. We will broaden your horizons and understandings of what it's like to be a working person today, in this moment of time on this planet we call Earth.
So welcome to another episode of Adventures in Business. I'm here with my co-host, Amy Zander. Hey, Amy, how are you?
I'm great, Lisa. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. I am super excited to hear about our guests today. I've had the fortune of meeting one of them, and I get to be introduced to another one for the first time. So share with us, Amy, who do we have?
Yeah, we have for the first time ever on our show, we have two guests at the same time. So this is amazing. We have Julie Holton, the owner of M Connections, and a teammate of hers, Alexis Newman. And they are here to talk about how they're going to be featured presenters at the upcoming Marketing Summit and also to tell us all about M Connections. So welcome, ladies.
Hello, guys. Thanks so much for having us.
We're happy to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to start with you, Julie. Just tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Absolutely. Well, my name is Julie Holton. I'm the owner and principal strategist of M Connections Marketing Agency. We are a full service boutique agency based out of Lansing. And I'm so excited that Alexis is here with me today because, funny story, ladies, Alexis actually started with me before I launched M Connections back when I was marketing director at Fraser Trebilcock Law Firm in downtown Lansing. Alexis was my first full-time employee working as an associate in marketing. And it was actually her first full-time job out of college at Michigan State. So we have been together for a long time now.
That's right. And I have done some other, things after my time at the law firm and couldn't resist an opportunity to come back and work with Julie again. So super excited to be a part of the M Connections team. I work as a senior digital strategist at M Connections. So I kind of think of myself as a little bit of a jack of all trades. I do a little bit of everything, but my main areas of expertise and focus are branding, graphic design, and social media.
That's a mouthful. That's a lot of things that you're responsible for. And I love, Julie, that speaks volumes that Alexis was ready to come back and work with you again. So kudos to you.
Yeah, I feel like we people in marketing are all jack of all trades. We wear so many hats. Marketing encompasses so many things, right? I'm super excited that you are going to be talking about Instagram Reels at the summit. That's a big thing right now that everybody is working on trying to improve in their marketing. So you want to give us a little taste of what you're going to be talking about, Alexis?
Yeah. So I'm going to be talking about the use of Reels on Instagram and why and how businesses can take advantage of them. Reels are a little bit of kind of the new thing on social media right now. And I think a lot of businesses can feel a little bit intimidated by kind of jumping into this new type of marketing and this new way to reach out to audiences. It requires a little bit extra creativity because there is that visual kind of video component. And there are just a lot of different things to consider when you're putting a reel together. It can feel a little bit more complicated than just putting your average Facebook post or LinkedIn post. So that's one of the things that we're going to talk about that I'm going to cover in my presentation is kind of breaking down how do you put together a reel? What makes a successful reel? We'll maybe look at some examples of some great reels and some not great reels and talk about some of the advantages that your business can see if you start using reels on Instagram.
One of the things that's so beautiful about what Alexis is able to do when she's creating reels for our clients and when she's working with our team to create reels is she's able to pare it back so it's not actually as complicated as we sometimes as business owners, we get this idea in our head that it's like we have to do everything right and have all these, you know, elements and all this movement and all this video, and you just don't have to have all of that. So she's going to share some tips on how to pare it back, but in the right way so you're not missing out on those elements that really play into the algorithms. And it's really cool too, because the team actually had to twist my arm a little bit this year, because we've been creating reels and these short form videos for our clients. And they kept saying, Julie, we need to do these too. Like we keep telling everyone it's important. So we need to do it. I'm like, oh my goodness. Okay. But I'm not going to be dancing on camera. Like, what is this going to look like? And so we actually had to go through the process ourselves. And some of what Alexis will share are the ups and downs and the successes we've seen, how we were able to grow some of our posts from maybe only a couple dozen views to now thousands of views, and what that means when we're talking about expanding our reach to the right people and the right target. So I'm actually really excited for Alexis's presentation.
I think the thing that people will be surprised about is how prepared they are to use Reels already. I think a lot of it can feel very overwhelming. Like, is this something else I have to create? I have to do all of this additional work on top of the work I'm already doing. But I think people will be really surprised to find out that they actually already have the content. It's just a matter of repurposing it and repackaging it as opposed to reinventing the wheel. So I'm really excited to share that aspect of it too.
Yeah, that's a really good and important point to make. And I am at the summit, you know, there's 17 different presentations going on, and this Instagram one is one of the ones I am most excited to visit. So I will be in your room.
Yay!
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So Julie, tell us about what you're going to be talking about.
Oh my gosh. So mine is going to be really outside of the box, I think, because it really pulls together what I feel was my previous life before launching a marketing agency, because I spent, you know, about 12 years working in the TV news industry. I was an executive producer and producer, 3-time Emmy Award winner, my team will push me to say. And so I spent a lot of time moving to different stations and helping these news stations really grow their storytelling abilities and what they were doing on air. And so of course that was before, you know, I came back to Michigan, launched M Connections. Then during the pandemic, we decided, you know, as you know, everyone on this is, you know, a business owner or consultant in some way, everyone on this podcast. And so you can all relate that when the pandemic hit, we were all like wondering, what do we do with our business? What do we tell our clients? How do we keep moving forward, balancing personal and professional lives? We had all these questions. And I don't know about you, Amy, but I found myself taking a lot of calls from clients that had questions with nothing to do with marketing. You know, it was a little bit of business therapy, a little bit of just like personal therapy. Yeah. And so pretty quickly we realized, you know what? I don't have all the answers, but I have connections to people who have answers. And so we, out of the blue, just decided, you know what? We're going to launch a Facebook Live series, a Q&A series. I remember texting Alexis to say on a Sunday afternoon saying, I'm going to do an interview in about 10 minutes. What do you think I should call it? And I'm like, expert connections, does that work? Because it's kind of like M Connections. And so Expert Connections was born, and we did this Facebook Live Q&A series for a good month and a half. And in the first 6 weeks alone, we had more than 35,000 people tuning in. At first it was daily, and then we scaled it back to every other day, but we interviewed, you know, more than 50 people about everything from marketing and business to banking loans, how to attorneys talking about how to change contracts, you know, all of these things that business owners needed. And it caught the attention of the local ABC station here, the news station. So we started working with them to turn our Facebook Live series into an actual television show so that we could reach more people with this information. So all of that as background to say that my session at the conference is going to be about TV coverage. It's called Want Free TV Coverage, Make Them an Offer They Can't Refuse. And I'm going to focus in on, you know, really what are the things, not everyone's going to launch a TV show, right? But what are the things that as business owners, we can do to earn media coverage and without having to pay for it? So, you know, what do these opportunities look like? How do you talk about your business? How do you sell your business? How do you tell that story and craft it in a way that reporters are going to care about it, which means then the audience at large, the TV audience is going to care about it. So that's what I'm going to focus on at the conference.
That is another really exciting topic that I will be in that room for. Absolutely. That is something that I have not branched out to do as far as marketing for my own company. And so that is something that I'm super excited to hear about. So, and of course, to hear it from a three-time Emmy Award winner. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. You're so humble, Julie. It's so funny. You're like, oh, my team pushes me to say this stuff. And that's part of what makes you so sweet and amazing. But I think it's pretty cool.
I love that you shared it's about telling your story, because that's how this podcast came to be. It was all about giving business owners, entrepreneurs, nonprofits an opportunity to come on a platform and just share their story, because there's so many amazing people out there and they're starting these businesses. They fought through the last 2 years. And yes, some people excelled through it, but even those ones are more exhausted now than they've ever been. So the concept of being able to utilize these to help businesses continue to grow and focus on what's next, what are their opportunities, where can they go? I love that you're sharing that information.
Absolutely. You know, Lisa, the other thing is everyone has a story. So often we hear people say, well, I don't have a good story, or I don't have a story. Every single person, every single business has multiple stories, but definitely at least one that will resonate with people. And so everyone needs to find their story. And also there are ways to share our stories, whether it's, you know, through media coverage, you know, newspaper, you know, print, digital, TV, radio, podcasts, or even just utilizing social media in the way that Alexis is going to talk about it through Reels. You know, it's all interconnected and it's all a part of selling who we are as business owners, who we are as a business, and how we can help people, how we can connect with people. And I think that's actually the beauty of the entire conference, is really pulling all of these people together, like you said, in the greater Lansing area, all of these people who, even if you've had the best year of your life, you're still tired. It's still a lot of work, you know, working and living through a pandemic. And so to be able to come together, share what we've learned over the past couple of years and learn from each other, it's going to be an amazing conference.
Yeah, thank you. I'm really excited. I'm also getting super nervous because we started, you know, marketing and promoting and talking about this like well over a year ago. And now it feels like it's right around the corner on Friday, May 6th. So, you know, it's coming up. I've been telling people I'm either a genius or an idiot for putting like all of my basically all of my local competitors in the same room together. But I think I'm a genius, because one of the reasons is, I mean, Julie, you have been amazing. I've loved getting to know you better over the last year. And I've reached out to you a couple times, just like trying to, you know, like needing to pick your brain about some stuff, or recently just the ticket giveaways contest, and your team got together and you gave me this amazing email back that was so much more than I was looking for. You really thought about it and gave me some info. And I think that that's amazing. And I've gotten so much help from different marketing agencies in town, you know, because I can't do it all. Sure, like we said, wear a lot of hats, but I don't do everything. And some people are better at some things than I am. And you're an amazing referral partner in person, and your whole company. So I appreciate that about you.
Oh my gosh, same to you. I mean, and that's the beauty of, I think, this entire business region, that the community really pulls together. We and of course there's competition, but there's also a heck of a lot of collaboration, which is really cool. And when we come at it with the mindset that there's plenty of work to go around and we need to find the right fit with the clients just as much as they need to find the right fit with us, then it really helps us to play to our strengths and be able to collaborate when we need it. And so I think this summit that you're putting together is just exactly what businesses in our community need, given the events that have happened over the last couple of years.
Well, and true, you're setting up being the leaders, right? You're showing people that we can come together and collaborate. We're putting ourselves out there and just really being able to show others that you also can collaborate amongst your industry with other people and come up with the best resources for addressing any situation that may arise or further your business.
Get ready for the biggest marketing summit in Lansing's history. Circle Friday, May 6, 2022 on your calendar. Zedia Media will be hosting the summit at the Royal Scott Banquet Facility. All the big bosses of marketing will be there, including key sponsors like M Connections, Super Web Pros, Uno Deuce Multimedia, Paper Image, Michigan Creative, Jungle Jane, and Weathervane Roofing. Tickets are on sale now at zediamedia.com. That's ZEEDIA media.com. 17 presentations on marketing trends you need to know for your business. Big prizes, lots of fun. Your presence will be honored. Your absence will be noted.
Alexis, I want to ask you first, and then I'll ask Julie. Part of doing business, right? Simon Sinek says people don't do business with you for what you do. They do business with you for why you do it. So Alexis, why do you spend time on Instagram and helping others and working in the marketing field?
One, I think it's the thing we were just talking about is that collaboration. That's one of the things that I am most excited about with marketing. I think it's nearly impossible to be successful in this field in a vacuum. You just can't do it by yourself. You need another person to bounce ideas off of and share things with and get that feedback, whether it's from a fellow marketer to a fellow marketer or a marketer to a business, you know, marketer to client. You need that collaboration. You need that collaborative process. And, you know, that's what I love about what I do. And that's what I love about what M Connections does is, and Julie always says this too, you know, we talk about the importance of connections. It's in our name. That's what we do it for, is to make those connections between ourselves and our clients, and to connect our clients and our partners, you know, fellow marketers in the region with other people, with other professionals, with the expertise that they're looking for. And it's just really fun to see when that clicks. You know, you can't predict it, you can't make it happen, but when it works, you immediately know it.
Very good. How about you, Julie? Why do you do what you do?
Yeah, Alexis nailed it. It's all about the people. There is no better feeling. It's almost selfish in a way, because there is no better feeling than when you help others to succeed. And for us, it comes down to giving them the space and opportunity to do what they're good at, you know, their business, while we focus on really helping them to sell their business and to attract those leads and, you know, all of these different ways that we market businesses. But it comes down to just helping people. One of my really good friends talks all the time about how he wants to make other millionaires. That's his goal in life, is to create other millionaires. And of course, by doing so, you level yourself up. And that's what it's all about. And so I've taken that up as my own mantra that, you know, it's all about helping others to succeed. And then our success feels that much greater along the way.
Nicely said. I work with an organization and our founder sets goals every year about, I think he might be at billionaires right now. How many billionaires does he want to create? Great goals. And like you said, it levels yourself up. What do you ladies want to accomplish this year?
Oh, Alexis, where do we start?
The list is long.
So one of the things that I think you ladies can probably relate to as well is we are huge goal setters. We are planners, and it's part of that, you know, that strategy that makes us who we are. And so we constantly have this growing list of things that we'd like to do and things that we're, you know, that we're adding on. We have been growing our team. We have been growing the types of resources that we're providing to our clients, which is amazing. We recently added a sales consultant to the mix. And so that's just been incredible to help our clients really focus on how sales intersects with marketing and being able to grow that pipeline. So that's been one thing that's already checked off the list, is adding her to the team. And now we're in the process of growing that arm of M Connection. We're also launching this year an entrepreneurship coaching program. There will be a couple different facets to this program. There will be the ability to take it on demand, kind of, you know, as you go, perhaps for those who are in full-time positions or full-time, you know, parents who maybe are kind of part-time on the side learning how to run a business. Also, there'll be live opportunities, one-on-one coaching. So that entrepreneurship coaching is going to be a big part of how we grow as well this year. We find it's something that we're actually already already doing along with our consulting. And so it's a really natural fit for us, but it'll also propel us into launching a whole series of digital courses, which is really exciting for us. Part of that as well, in addition to the courses, we'll be launching some DIY packages. So we also work with, we have a heart for small businesses and startups. And obviously that's where I, you know, where it all began for me. And so we want to be able to help empower those small businesses and those startups before they have the funding or the capital to pay for an entire marketing agency to come in and do the work. We want to be able to teach them and help them grow. And so for those that are at the DIY level, the do-it-yourself level, we're going to be creating a series of programs and packages for them. So in fact, that launches very soon. So just a couple of the things on our list this year.
I love it. Where should people be watching and following you to get that information?
Definitely on Instagram. You can see all of Alexis's creations, and Mary Kate, shout out to her. She creates a lot of our graphics and content on Instagram, certainly Facebook as well, LinkedIn, mconnections.com, mconnexions.com. And of course you can follow us, you know, personally connect with me on LinkedIn. I love to connect with new people, whether you're looking to hire us or not, just connect. Because I love being able to expand my connections and the outreach and the network in the area.
And for our listeners, just remember that we'll have all the links to those in our show notes as well, so you can find them there.
Very good. So what do you think is standing in your way for achieving all these goals? You've got stuff underway already. Do you see any obstacles, anything getting in your way?
I'd like to think that nothing's going to get in our way. I mean, one of the things that we are so excited about for this year, like Julie said, is our team and the people that we're working with and that we have put together. We just have a really strong base and a really, not to harp on this word, but a really collaborative mindset. And so I think that's going to help. I know one of the things that I'm hoping to do, and I think this probably speaks a little bit to my presentation for the summit, is trying to see how much mind reading I can do of the future to figure out what's up and coming. How do we stay on top of those things? And obviously, none of us have a crystal ball. The minute we do, we will definitely let all of our clients know. But there can be a little bit of guesswork with trying to predict, you know, where are the trends going to go and what's going to be the next new big thing. So I think that's something that I take on as a personal challenge this year of, let's stay on top of it. Let's make sure that we know what's coming at the same time as or before everybody else does, so that we can help bring that information to our clients and help them stay on top of things. So that's my personal challenge for me this year.
Yeah, I saw an app advertised on Instagram recently, and it was actually an app for TikTok, or a platform where you could look at what songs were trending and things like that, because people put those different songs in their videos. And it was so cool. It, like, gave you this list and say, oh, this is trending today, but this is going to be trending tomorrow. It was mostly just for music, but I was like, huh, how clever.
Amy, have you been hacking into my computer and looking at my slides for my presentation on Instagram Reels? Because
right.
You may have just touched on something nice. That's going to be in the presentation. So.
Nice.
Ooh, sneak preview. See, my app is named Mary Kate. I just text Mary Kate and say, what song should I choose? Everyone needs a Mary Kate. I just have to say.
Nice. That's awesome.
But yeah, it's exactly what you just said though, Amy. It's how do we look ahead? And I love the innovations that are happening too. The person who sat there and thought, gosh, it'd be so much easier to have a way to have all of the trending songs and all of the trending hashtags. And then boom, they created an app to do it. That's what we love to see. And I would say, you know, to answer your question too, Lisa, you know, what could stand in our way? Frankly, we have clients who have some really great ideas. And so we keep getting little detours along the way because there's this amazing project that will come up that, you know, we pause what we're doing in our own world to focus on, you know, helping a client launch something, which is also equally incredible to see, you know, some of these really cool and innovative things that are being done by our clients. Other than that, I would say just more hours in the day. So if someone comes up with a way to squeeze just one more hour out, I would love that.
Yeah, that'd be great if there was an app for that.
No app for that.
Exactly.
Someone needs to work on it. Where's the younger generation?
Right. Absolutely.
But I love the going back to what Alexis was saying about nothing standing in the way. You get a group of powerful people in a room and you become unstoppable. And that's what you're forced to be reckoned with.
Yeah, we are so blessed. I will say, as the owner of M Connections, I am so grateful for the women on our team. We have just an incredible group of really talented, hungry people who are constantly striving to learn new things and grow and evolve. And it's really incredible to watch how our team has continued to grow through the years.
Absolutely. Yeah. So Julie, tell us real quick a little bit about the podcast that you do.
Sure. So the Think Tank of Three podcast is a podcast by three women, different backgrounds, different places in the country. Audrey is in Seattle. I'm here in the Lansing area. And Rishia is in Stamford, Connecticut. And so three women, three different backgrounds. And our goal is just to empower and bring together this collaborative process for other women. So each podcast episode is about a half hour long. We interview women who share their stories. We used to say we share success stories from women, but then we found that a lot of women would say like, oh, I'm not successful yet. Or they would, they would kind of pull themselves back and say, oh, I'm not there yet. I can't. And so it's actually stories about however you define success, whatever that journey, whatever that path looks like, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, whether you're, you've been a lifelong, ladder climbing career woman, whatever that looks like for you, those are the stories we're sharing. And the whole goal is to create that atmosphere where we're talking about things that might be hard to talk about, that we don't enjoy necessarily, talking about big issues, but we know we need to talk through them to one, not feel alone, and two, come up with better solutions to navigate through. So Think Tank of Three, that's a podcast.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. I listen to it all the time. I've got it on rotation. It's on my favorite list. Yep, I love it. You three ladies have a really good atmosphere. And I enjoyed being a guest on your show a few months ago. It was really fun. You make it very comfortable. And and I like that you're not afraid to tackle the hard questions and ask the hard things. That's good. So I enjoy that podcast a lot.
Thanks, Amy. Yeah, we've had some really, you were on the show. We had a great episode with you. We've had Pam Oliver, those who are sports fans will know her as, basically the first lady of the NFL, as a sports reporter. We had Heather the Heat Hardy, who is, I'm going to totally butcher her title, but one of the greatest female boxers in the country. And women who started with very humble beginnings to work their way up wherever they are in life, and just real people sharing, real stories. So it's a really cool, I'm so lucky to do the podcast because we meet some really incredible people.
Yeah. You were an inspiration for this podcast for sure. Yeah.
Oh,
I listened
to
it a lot when we were getting our started. Like, how do I want to be like Julie? Yeah. So
you are too kind.
I love this idea of this entrepreneurship program that you guys are starting. That is so cool. I have a similar passion in starting something like that for artists. So that's awesome. So I'm sure that through this creating these classes and online courses and things, you're going to be giving people lots and lots of advice. And you have lots of experience and advice to give. But we always ask our guests on this show if you have a really important or, interesting piece of advice that you'd like to give our listeners about anything, your choice.
That is a great question. Alexis, do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Sure. So I was thinking about this question because it was one of the prompt questions that you guys had sent over. So I was thinking about this question and thinking about just for me, especially being relatively new in my career. I've been doing this for about 10 years now, but thinking back to some of the advice that I was given when I first started, and this is, I think, the one piece of advice that still applies and will probably always continue to apply is find a mentor. And this is, it's not just business advice, it's personal advice to find someone who is there to support you, who can be there to guide you, who can be there to answer questions, who can be there to bounce ideas off of. You're never too old or too experienced to find a mentor, to have a mentor, and the right mentor is going to guide you and kind of shape you into someone, whether it is personally or professionally, into someone that you never thought you could be, and, you know, achieve goals that you never thought that you could achieve. And I'll give a little shout out, personal plug to my mentor, which is and has always been Julie. It's a reason that I came back to work with Julie after being gone for several years, is that's just a role that she plays. And I know that she doesn't just do it for me. She does it for our team and she does it for our clients. And I think that that's just such an important role to play. So for me, finding a mentor that I could stick with for my entire career up to this point has been really special. And I think it's a huge part of why I've seen some of the successes that I've seen. So that would be my best advice.
That's really good advice. My particular mentor is on the show as well, Lisa. So my business coach and mentor. I like to call Lisa my big sister.
I gladly accept it.
What about you, Julie?
You know, I was trying to find a way to put two things into one because you said one piece of advice. And I really think it's, so I'm just going to go with two. One, find what you're passionate about. You have to, whatever it is, and whether that is your main focus in your career or whether that is your main focus when you get home from work, however that fits into your life, find that thing that you're passionate about, that drives you, that moves you forward, that you can keep growing and expanding and learning throughout your life. But grab onto that and use that in your life. And if that passion happens to be in business, then find your support team, find your tribe. I see so many people who are trying to go it alone. And I know how lonely that road is. Even when you're surrounded by people, like right now in this podcast, I see you three beautiful ladies, really bright and intelligent. And it can still feel really lonely when you're on this journey, when you're on this path of owning a business and running a business. And it doesn't have to be, you know, find your tribe, reach out to your tribe, make sure that you have the right people in place, that they have to be positive, but yet also be able to give you the hard truths when you need to hear them, people who are going to support you through hearing those hard truths, all of those things. I know that I would not be where I am today if it was not for Alexis and my team and my other agency partners and other people in my life that really uplift and support me. The podcast is a great example. Audrey and Risha are just incredible women who may not be exactly in my shoes. They're not business owners, but they understand me and they are there with a listening ear and help me through this journey of life. And so find what you're passionate about and then find people to support you through it.
That's really great advice from both of you. Fabulous. Thank you so much for sharing that. What are you currently listening to or reading, or where do you find your inspiration? Where do you find inspiration?
So the one thing, a book I just picked up again for, I'm going to say the fourth or fifth time read through, is actually a book called The Financial Mindset Fix. It's by Joyce Marter. And we have been working with Joyce now for several years. And she just published this book last summer. And it's all about strategies and approaches for improving not only your financial health, but also your mental health, and looking at ways that those two things go hand in hand and how improving one will improve the other. I have read the book several times. I am on, like I said, my third or fourth reread at this point. Also available as an audiobook. I'm pretty big into podcasts, so thinking about picking that up so that I have it for the drive to and from school to pick up my kiddo. So it's just a really great book to turn to when you need a little bit of inspiration, you need, you know, a little bit of therapy. There are some very therapeutic aspects to the book as well. And so that's been kind of my go-to over the last few months, is just picking that up and turning to the chapter that I need, where I need a little bit of support and encouragement. So that's been my go-to lately.
And shout out to Alexis, because she actually custom designed all of the illustrations for the book for Joyce. And so as you're reading through, there are little like wheels that are kind of these worksheets to work through. And Alexis created all of them, which is so fun.
Congratulations. That's exciting.
It was cool. a very fun project. And it, like I said, the book is such a good read. And I used to tell Julie, as we were going through that project, it felt like such a privilege to work on it because I thought, felt like I was getting my own personal mental health coaching, just working on these designs. And I was kind of working through the activities on the wheels, myself putting them together. So I got a double dose. I got a little bit extra out of it just from being able to be involved in that project. So
I love it. How about you, Julie?
Well, I have a confession. So I'm one of those people who buys tons of books and listens to podcasts, but I'm constantly starting and stopping. And I used to think years ago, how is anyone reading multiple, like more than one book at a time? Like you pick one book up, you read it cover to cover, and then you put it down, you move to the next one. And then I launched a business and I realized that that's how you become a person who will read a chapter here from one book and a chapter there from another. So I'm one of those people that just, and I love being able to really pull out what I need when I need it. So, you know, interestingly enough, a book that I've just started reading in the last couple of weeks is actually a book on relationships. And I believe it's called The 80-80 Marriage. But what I really love about it is it's about any relationship, business relationships, co-working, friendships, you know, in addition to romantic relationships. And the whole concept in this book is that you approach every relationship with generosity. You don't go 50-50, you don't go 80-20, and then 20-80. You approach everything, giving it everything you've got and then some. You approach it with that mindset, that heart of generosity. And I just love that concept in general. So I haven't made it through the whole book yet, but we'll see if it makes me a more generous, giving person.
I was just going to say, Julie, are you sure you need that book?
I might start sending it out as gifts to people.
There you go.
We've certainly enjoyed having both of you as our guests today. Is there anything we have not asked you that you would like to share with the listeners?
Nope, I think I'm good. This has been really great to be part of this, and I can't wait for the summit. I'm super excited to give our presentation and hear questions and be able to just provide as much support and insight onto some of these topics as we can.
Thanks for having us on to share. It's been so fun just being able to talk with the two of you and love listening to your podcast and hearing other people's stories and even getting them to pull out, you know, some of these things that we don't think about on a daily basis. You know, what's motivating you right now or what are you looking forward to this year? I mean, some of those things are just really fun to think about and talk about. So thanks for having us on the show.
Yeah, we've really appreciated you being here too. So super excited you're going to be at the summit. And for our listeners, if you haven't heard about that yet, there's also information about that at zdmedia.com. You can find that out too. So, well, thank you so much, Alexis and Julie from M Connections for being on our show and going on an adventure with us. We release episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can find us at zdmedia.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you'd like to be a guest on our podcast, please visit zdmedia.com and click connect. Have a great day and go on an adventure.
Grab your passport and join Lisa and Amy as they interview a huge variety of today's professionals. You can discover Adventures in Business at zdmedia.com or find it at your favorite podcast source. If you'd like to be a guest at our show, we dare you to go to zdmedia.com. That's zdiamedia.com and sign up.
This is a Zedia Media production.